Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is WebSphere Voice Server version 6.11, troubleshooting hints and tips. Today's presenter is Yuqin Fu. Yuqin is the L2 technical team lead for several software products in IBM application and integration middleware, including WebSphere Voice Server. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Yuqin.
Joseph, thank you. In today's presentation, we would like to go over some troubleshooting hints and tips for Voice Server version 6.1.1. Joseph, we can start with chart number 2. In today's presentation, we would like to go over what's new in WebSphere Voice Server 6.1.1, then next on how to complete a successful installation, followed by the first steps to verify the installation. After that, we will show you how to use the admin console to monitor the system runtime. As one of the new features in 6.1.1, we provide the 22 kHz text-to-speech voice for U.S. English. We will also include some information on the proper way to install the new voice. After complete all the installation-related subjects, we would like to share with you about two of the new electronic support resources available for many of IBM products, including WebSphere Voice Server. Next, we would like to discuss the tools for voice recognition tuning and review the overall performance. The next item we would like to go through will be for WebSphere Voice Server Trace for troubleshooting. And then we would like to ask your attention and bookmark the information center for the product, where most of the information can be found and will be a very useful link for your desktop and the system. Joseph, please turn to chart number 3. What's new in the WebSphere Voice Server 6.1.1? There are several updates and new features. The first is the supported platform. The 6.1.1 version support WebSphere Application Server version 6.1. For the operating system, it supports Red Hat Enterprise Linux version 4.6 and 5.1. For the Windows Server 2003 Enterprise Edition, we support the Service Pack Level 1 or Level 2. In this release, we also provide the new fifth generation text-to-speech voice for U.S. English and German. As we mentioned earlier, in 6.1.1 for U.S. English, there's a new 22 kHz text-to-speech for male and female voice. In addition to that, there are performance improvements for both the voice recognition and overall system performance. In addition to all the new and nice feature for the product, we also have the product enabled for the IBM electronic support resources for IBM support assistant, or what we call ISA or ISA, and also the product support portal. Joseph, please turn to chart number 4. Before we start the installation of the software, we would like to ask you pay attention to some of the information and some of the issues that we should try to avoid. First of all, we would like you to bookmark the online version of the Info Center, and it is very helpful to review the planning section to understand the hardware and software requirements, and also review and decide if you want to have a single machine or multiple machine topology. After we check all the basic information are set up for the system, we will also like you to double check. There's a section of prerequisites, the two important steps we should check. First is we should have static IP address for the system. And also, if you have the Red Hat Enterprise Linux, there's some additional software we need to check to make sure those are installed. Joseph, please turn to chart number 5. And now we check the hardware and software requirement. The next step is to install the prerequisite software for WebSphere voice server. The first one we should install is the WebSphere application server. This is the version shipped with the WVS 6.1.1, and we should install that first. And the next software we need to install is the IBM HTTP server. Both software are bundled with WVS software package for 6.1.1 in separate install image. After the installation of those two software, we should restart the system before the installation of WVS 6.1.1. And here, we would like to ask you pay attention to two items before you start the installation of WVS. First of all, if you decide to extract the install image into your file system rather than install from the DVD media, please pay attention to the correct path for the program install, because each install image file, there could be an install program, and therefore we want to select the correct one. The second item is related to the JRE installed on your operating system. The install GUI program installed anywhere 200A is not compatible with the Sun JRE version 1.6. Therefore, if you have already installed Sun JRE 1.6 for other use of the system, please follow the troubleshooting techno listed on this page to set the Java home path before start the WVS installation. Joseph, please turn to chart number 6. Now we are ready to install the software for WVS 6.1.1. To to install the software graphically with the GUI, as we mentioned in the previous page, we should start the correct install program following the information listed in the information center. And if for any reason you encounter the problem of IBM HTTP server was not found in the system error message during the prerequisite check, and you have already installed the software, please check the techno listed on this page to see if it's related to the environment variable WINDIR for your Windows operating system. During this installation, the GUI program will also ask you to download the Reno JavaScript release 1.5R3. Mozilla has already put this version of the download into a different directory, and you can find the correct link from this page of presentation. After complete the prerequisite, the GUI program will start the installation. The GUI will ask you to select the language and also the ASR and TTS engine you would like to install. And here we would like to point out to you that the text-to-speech engine installation can take a long time to complete. Therefore, please do not click Previous to interrupt the installation. The interruption of the installation could bring the system to an unstable status, and we may have to start the installation all over again. After the installation GUI complete all the steps, we would like to ask you to check the output file. It's called wvs-install.log, and please check through to see if there is any warning or error message. If everything looks good, then we are ready to run the first step for verification. Joseph, please turn to page number 7. After the installation, we would like you to take a few minutes to run through this program to verify all the software and engine has been installed correctly and can be started without any error message. On this chart of presentation, we have listed the path on where to start the first step program for Linux and Windows. After you start the GUI program, we can select the option Verify Installation. This will kick off the first step program, and it will run through to check the underneath WebSphere application server can be started correctly, and also it will go through all the ASR and TTS for each languages you have selected to install and output the verification detail. As you can see, we highlight in green color on this page. For each engine, we will see the line verification for engine type and the name of the TTS voice or the language. After each section, please check for the word successfully. If you can see successfully verify all the engines, then we are good to go. Joseph, please turn to chart number 8. After the successful installation, we would like to show you how to use the WBS Admin Console to monitor your runtime system and the URL to open the admin console is listed at the top of this page. If you use WVS 5.1 version before, you probably will notice the URL path is different in 6.1.1. Please pay attention to enter the correct port and path. After we start the admin console, we will see the welcome screen where we can see the underlying WebSphere application server and the version. WVS 6.1.1 ships WebSphere application server 6.1.0.17. And we can see all the version detail here. Next, we would like to go through a few pages to see how we can use Admin Console to monitor the runtime. Joseph, please turn to chart number 9. From the left-hand side of the welcome window, we can click to select Voice System View. And then we will be able to see the voice server on this node and then the status. It could be stop or running. I would also like to bring to your attention that on the top of the admin console, there is a link to the WebSphere Voice Server product library page. If you have any question about any status or message you find from the admin console, we can always come to this page and do the search from the link. Joseph, please turn to page number 10. After we click on Voice Server, we will see the status of runtime, or we can view and change the configuration, as we can see from the top with the two tab options. For the runtime part, there are three sections. The first is the general status of the system, followed by the ASR engine status. We will see if the engine is running and also the usage of all the configured ASR engine. And they will also list what language has installed for ASR. Joseph, please turn to chart 11. If we scroll down the screen of the admin console on this section, we will see the TTS engine status, in addition to run status and active sessions. We will also see what is the default voice selected for text-to-speech, as well as the voice we have installed for the engine. Joseph, please turn to page 12. After we complete the installation and we can view and check the whole WVS status, we would like to bring to your attention about the installation of the new feature 22 kHz text-to-speech voice for U.S. English. The reason we put this section after the introduction to the use of admin console is we should not install this option immediately after the base installation, because if we have both the base 8 kilohertz voice and the 22 kilohertz voice of the same voice NAND install, the WVS internal voice registry could be corrupted and we will not be able to start the text-to-speech engine. Therefore, the correct step to use the new feature will be first uninstall the 8 kHz voice. The detail on how to do that can be found in the information center. After the 8 kHz was removed from the system, we can then install the new voice from your DVD or installation image file. If for any reason the voice registry is corrupted because the uninstall and install procedure not cleanly set up the voice registry, please follow the troubleshooting techno on this page to correct the registry and we will be able to have the text-to-speech engine running again. Joseph, please turn to page number 13. After all the nice feature and tools to monitor the system, we would like to bring to your attention about the IBM electronic support resources. These two resources are available for many of the IBM products, including WebSphere Voice Server. The first is a program you can install on your desktop or on the WebSphere Voice Server system. It's called IBM Support Assistant. The second one is the web portal we provide for many products, including WVS. It's a product support portal page, organize all the related information from one friendly portal you can bookmark. Joseph, please turn to page number 14. As we mentioned earlier, the IBM Support Assistant is a standalone program you can install on multiple platforms. You can follow the hyperlink from the presentation to go to the IBM ISA page to find out more detail. In highlight, this program will provide you the environment to do the flexible and complete information search in many of the search targets, and also it provides the interface to collect the must-gather data in the event that you have to work with IBM support team to troubleshoot any issue. And also, it has the interface to give you the quick link to all the support documents for the product you would like to use. And this is not just for WVS. Therefore, if you have installed and if you are the admin for several IBM products, this is the one single interface you can do the admin search information gathering for PD from one desktop program. And how to install the product add-on for WVS? It's a pretty straightforward step, and you can find the detail from the techno we included on this presentation page 1313851. Joseph, please turn to chart number 15. In the next few pages, we would like to show you how to use ISA to do the information search. First, we would like to bring to your attention about the different search targets. From the IBM Support Assistant homepage, we can select the Find Information task, and then you will see on the screen that you can select or unselect the target you would like to search. It could be IBM support document, or the IBM developer works, the IBM news group and form, or you can select to include the Google search. In addition to that, we also include the product information center for all the add-ons you have included into ISA. Joseph, please turn to chart number 16. On this page, this is an example when we enter the search keyword first step and highlight to search on WBS 6.1 Information Center. To your right-hand side, we will see all the links inside the Info Center with the keyword first step. And you can click on any of those links to be connected to the right section. Joseph, chart number 17, please. Another search topic we would like to bring to your attention is we can search all the support documents, including Techno, APARFIX, for the product. For example, we can enter the keyword 22 kHz PTS and select only the WebSphere Voice Server support document. And we will see all the related APAR and troubleshooting link for WVS. Joseph, please turn to chart number 18. The next feature we would like to introduce for ISA is to run the MustGather program to collect data for IBM support and to use the interface to send the data to IBM directly. From the homepage of the support assistance, we can select collect and send data option. And as we can see on this page, we can select the specific product you're working on and select the specific collector you like to run. We can either run the collector if this program is installed on your WVS system, or you can generate a remote collector program to go to your WVS system to run and gather the final zip file. Joseph, please turn to chart number 19. On this page, we can see that after the collector program complete, we have the option to send the log to IBM by the HTTPS or other file transfer option. Therefore, you do not need to do the extra step. Everything can be submitted from the ISA interface. Joseph, chart number 20, please. The second IBM electronic support resources we would like to go through today is the product support portal. for WVS. Early this year, IBM has updated the product support page to organize all the links by the task. From this overview page, we can see all the tasks have been organized by overview, downloads, troubleshooting, and documentation to the left-hand side option. And then in the middle section, we can see there's a notification that you can sign up to receive my notification for the product news or any alert or flash. Therefore, we would like to encourage you to sign up to receive this email or feed from the IBM e-support team for anything new for the product. Joseph, please turn to page number 21. The next page is the support portal download for WVS. This page has organized all the APAR and FixPath download for WVS 5.1.3 and also 6.1.1. As you can see highlighted on this page, one of the feature download link is for all the APAR we have published for version 6.1.1. After you click on that link, there is a nicely organized table where you can see the APAR description and also the link to start the download. Joseph, page 22, please. The next task from the support portal option is troubleshooting. In troubleshooting section, we would like to bring to your attention about the flexibility and complete search we can do. As you can see from the top of the search box, we have entered the search keyword, and we can decide to search either just WVS or all the products I have registered for support portal. And after that, the support portal will complete the search and list all the related link has found. On this page, we would also like to bring to your attention about a link for must gather. In the event that you have to work with IBM support for any issue from PMR, we would like you to double check this must gather data for PMR link to make sure we have collected the information. And also this link will give you the option to either upload the must gather data from the web interface or from the FTP or from the service request tool. Therefore, this is a good link to remember in the event you have to work with IBM support. Joseph, chart number 23, please. This is the documentation portal. It has organized all the WVS documentation. And we also like to bring to your attention, under the feature documentation link, we have the WVS Information Center for both 6.1 and 5.1. Therefore, you can always find the Info Center easily from the support portal. Joseph, chart number 24, please. Now we would like to switch gear to a different subject. This is the tool we would like to introduce for your voice recognition analysis or overview. Shipped with the product is a tool called WebSphere Voice Toolkit. Version 6.1.0 is included in the software package. This tool, in addition to provide the programming application development interface for your VXML, it also can help you analyze or give you the option to listen to the audio recording during the voice recognition from the WVS system. It can generate an overview summary of the recognition accuracy, give you the detailed numbers for each section as well. And how to use this nice voice recognition analysis tool, we need to enable some of the traits from your WVS runtime to gather data, and then you can transfer the collector output to your voice toolkit to run the analysis program. The detail can be found in the Information Center link we listed on this page. Joseph, please turn to chart number 25. As we mentioned earlier, in the event that you have to work with IBM support, we will need to collect some data from the system. And some events, the support engineer will ask you to enable the WVS trace. The specific detail will be provided based on the nature of the issue, and the engineer will give you the specifics. And here we would like to bring you attention to some of the key information for the trace. First of all, we should not leave the trace running enabled for all components on your production system at the finest level, because as all the trace for any software program, this could add extra load to the system. Therefore, after you capture the data, we should make a good practice to change your trace level back to the default after the issue has been resolved. The second point we would like to bring to your attention is work with the support team to set the trace level per PMR nature. So do not use the same trace level for something of different nature, because we may create extra information or we may miss some of the information. And on this page, we list the typical trace we will ask customer to enable for voice recognition related issue. And this information can also be found in the Information Center. Chart number 26, please. In the next few pages, we will go through the screen from the admin console to enable WVS trace. From the admin console, we can select the troubleshooting task and select the logs and trace and highlight the voice server to turn on the trace. Joseph, please turn to chart number 27. After we select the logs and trace, we will see the details we can view an update for both configuration and runtime. We can enable the WVS trace for runtime without interrupt the WVS operation. Therefore, if this is a production system and the support engineer asks you to capture the data either for a short duration or for some specific test call, we can do this in the runtime trace environment. From the right-hand side, we can select the change log detail levels to see all the components. Joseph, chart number 28, please. This is a view of the WVS component for tracing. We can highlight the components we want to change and then see the details. Joseph, please turn to chart number 29. And on this page, we can see we can set the trace detail to different level. It could be fine, finer, or finest. And after the proper level is selected, you'll be updated to the top of the screen with the text detail of the trace level. Joseph, chart number 30, please. And on this page, we would like to bring to your attention that do not forget to click on OK after you make all the trace level selections, because otherwise it will not be set and therefore the trace data will not be collected until you confirm this is the right level. Joseph, chart number 31, please. So we have enabled the WVS trace from the admin console. How can we be sure the correct level or the trace is properly enabled? On this presentation chart, we can see the default path to the trace.log file, and also, as we highlight in green color, we can find the trace level status change in the trace.log. The keyword we are looking for is the new trace level, the new trace stack is set to this level now, and this will be a good indicator we have turned on the trace to the level we would like to set. And if audio recording is part of the tracing, we will be able to see all the .pcm files in the past listed here under logs, server 1, /CWV subdirectory. And one key note about all the audio file is those audio file will be deleted after you run the collector to generate must gather data for support. And we should not leave the audio recording on without monitor your file system base usage. Chart number 32, please. We start today's presentation with your attention to information center, and we also would like to end the presentation with information center, because this is the simple or one resources we can find many helpful information for the product before and during installation, and also for your admin or troubleshooting activities. There are many places we can link to the information center. As we mentioned earlier, It's available from the Admin Console login screen, and also it's from the product website library link, and also it's one of the feature links from the support portal documentation tab. So please bookmark this page for WBS 6.1.1 and use that for everything related to the product. Joseph, show number 33, please. And in summary, we have went through the new features and some hints and tips for the successful installation, and also the two electronic resources, ISA and Support Portal, as well as the tool, Voice Toolkit, for your voice recognition analysis, and also some hints and tips about enable the WVS trace. And finally, please use the Information Center for all your search needs for the product. Joseph, chart number 34. This chart includes the links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. Visit the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site to learn more about upcoming WebSphere Support Technical Exchange webcasts like this one you attended today, and access previously recorded presentations. Developer Work offers in-depth technical information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMR online. And the My Notification link on all product support pages let you sign up for weekly email updates for product of interest to you. Joseph, chart number 35, please.
Thank you, Yuqin, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Jackie, we would like to open the lines for questions.
I have no questions at this time.
Thank you, Jackie. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.